fresh off a goddamn plane. I just fresh off the guard stage. That's my brother right here from day one. We used to wake up and, I mean, damn, pause, but like, just I mean, back in the days when he was like 10 and I was a little bit older, his older brother, we used to fight over the Frosted Flakes, you know what I'm saying, before pause was invented, you know what I'm saying? But it's my brother for real. We used to actually wrestle off of the Frosted Flakes because he used to always get up early with me. Now he's one of the richest stars in the world. And
yo,
like,
what the fuck did Puff just say? Nobody's going to acknowledge this but me. Puff just said we used to wrestle over the Frosted Flakes. And we're streaming live. That was stupid. Listen, that was fucking stupid.
She's shaving the side of her head like that woman who drink blood. The last woman who did that was Cassie. And Cassie is gone. Cassie is P. Diddy's slave. Did y'all know that? She is his slave. Oh, yes, she is. Every time you see Cassie with P. Diddy, she got her head down. She carrying bags. She's the mop-up girl. When P. Diddy want to impress him, he's bringing on, he let Cassie go down on him. He let that dude pop in the butt, and P. Diddy sit back and masturbate while she's being ran in by his partners. Did y'all know that? I'm telling y'all some true Hollywood insider, brother. It gets down like that. That's the way it rolls. And if you're a woman, especially if you're a sister, you come in with all that attitude, they're gonna rip you apart. The first thing they're going to do is break you. They're putting it right in your face, like, okay, we worship the devil. We down with the Baphomet. Okay. We do lesbians and gay and, you know, we do a little something. What you gonna do? What? Because you know why they're so bold with their truth? Because they know majority of the people in society are so dumbfounded and so beat down on these jobs that they'll take anything. And they do not have your best intentions.
And Wayne is my favorite person to work with, though, because it's just, ooh, little Wayne, he's just too good.
You gotta give Wayne the love.
He's just too good.
Trick.
It's just
Thank
too
you.
Good.
Now, you know, some people get out in the world and they follow the dumb people, like the little Waynes, and they follow that type of game banging. Lil Wayne is not out here doing anything, he's just a blood. And that's what's happening, that's the problem. You know what I mean?
So what do you think of? I mean, I heard Baby's a blood.
Look, man.
I'm sure he joined probably in his 30s at some point.
How do you become a gang member in your 40s? See, I know the story behind that. This is for the Bloods. This everybody who is a Blood, y'all should be mad at Wayne. A lot of people should be mad at Wayne because this is a guy that represents, that really represents y'all culture. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, for example, I say, hey, everybody. I'm a Blood, and I'm going to be a spokesman for the Bloods. I'm a leader. And then 3 months later, I go, yeah, I'm real hard blooding. And then 3 months later, I go, hey, everybody, I'm gay. And I'm a gay Blood. That's Wayne. First, it was killer, killer, boom, boom, boom. And then it's leopard pants.
Special delivery, too.
I had Nate at 15, nigga. I had my daughter when I was 15, nigga. It ain't because you a male, it ain't because you 15 you're supposed to, because you're young money. You're supposed to. Fuck that shit, nigga. I stopped fucking. I got raped when I was 11, Twist. And I loved it.
I loved it.
I ain't never pressed child. I'm going to do you like Baby them did me. Yeah. I'll never forget that day. Yeah, no, they was all in the kitchen. I was scared. It was cool. There was about this many niggas and shit, too, in that bitch. I never forget the word. Suck Lil Wayne, let dick.
I do this for fun. I don't really do it for status, you know? Y'all can tell. We have a lot of fun. This ain't nothing serious. I love to do what I do. It's real like that.
My poor baby.
Everything out here is family, you know what I'm saying? It's not even a fan thing. It's a family thing. It's real like that.
I'm going to show you what type nigga I am, right?
These niggas right here been fucking with me all night. Let I want y'all up to come here. Up here and fuck with me.
Come Bring on, let niggas, them niggas
y'all
up
Y'all three,
here.
Y'all four, right? Yeah, all y'all come up here and fuck with a nigga. It's cool like that. You heard me?
What's
Look,
up?
Trevor, what's wrong with up?
Come on, you wanna come up here?
Fuck, man, what you wanna come up here?
Said, you gonna shake it?
Look.
Come on, get out right here. Ducky, Ducky. Ducky, get out right there.
It's cool. I can take two of y'all.
Get out right there.
You and you. Come on, y'all come up
y'all
here.
Y'all bullshit.
Black, get them up here. They been bucking with a Look nigga all rat. Night. I fuck cool, with I'll niggas too.
I guess the last thing that, you know, people, Trick Daddy was throwing shots saying, you know, Birdman doesn't know if he's a Blood or a Crip or this, you know, this gay thing and that gay thing.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
He was saying that you was gay.
Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm a straight gangster, man. That nigga been in my hood. He know what's happening with me. Yeah. You hear me? Nigga know what's happening with me, man.
Yeah.
I guess nigga get on the radio and won't be funny or something.
But right.
Nigga know what's happening with me, man. Google me, man. Call anything in the 504 and ask about me. Google me, man. Watch what come up. Yeah. Straight G.
Is it the same situation for you and Lil Wayne too?
Man, you know, I don't even look at him like that, man. I got a cat from the Holly Grove.
Yeah, I'm from the.
I got Skip. I got.
Well, look at
I got
right
Wacko.
Now.
You know what I mean? I don't even look at him like that. Wayne, I look at him like a little boy. Cause look at, I mean, what kind of cat gonna go on national TV and kiss a cat that ain't his daddy and call him his daddy?
Man.
You know what I mean?
Radio.
This is officially Real Talk Radio.
Hour in the building.
Oh man.
Yeah. We got New Orleans in the building. Strong.
I'm gonna tell y'all like this. They paint the picture wrong. And for you cats out there that think we be kissing, that's how we get along.
No, Hollywood.
We don't rock like that. I don't know what kind of picture they was trying to paint. This ain't
New
no
Orleans,
mafia.
Right. That was cool.
Cash Money wasn't no mafia, you know what I mean? And you definitely wasn't a mob boss or nothing like that. So I don't understand where the whole kissing situation came in at. You know what I mean? Y'all ain't noticed they just stopped kissing all of a sudden?
Yeah, they stopped.
Me and Skip put a song out called A Hoe, man.
You're a hoe, you kissing a nigga.
What kind of nigga kissing another man? Boy, y'all got people thinking we kiss down here. Hell no, nigga. We don't rock like that, man.
See the grill, then you gotta show. You got,
they wanna see the.
Yeah. I ain't tripping. I put all this really? In my mouth yeah, for a reason.
Up in there.
I got 100 plus. I got 15 carats. You understand? Ooh. You won't see them. They big and they swole.
So when you kiss, yeah. I gotta ask, ladies.
No
I got y'all up here. So when you kiss a girl, right?
Do hey, they I'm not the person he kissed.
I got y'all up here. So when you kiss a girl, right? Do
hey,
they
I'm not the person he kissed.
That's how I roll.
Well,
I
don't care about
nobody else,
man.
We roll like
okay.
that.
Now,
ain't no freak.
Okay,
we just roll like that. And my son, I raised him. You heard?
Pick the people that you
they
pick.
They was all out the hood. I had some type of effect on their life before this music. I was fucking with Wayne. He was six, you know what I'm saying? Jesus, about five or six. Where have I been? I had them niggas youngest.
He took me under his wing, you know what I'm saying? At an early age, you heard me? And he brainwashed me. You know, I can understand, you know what I'm saying, you know, baby, being able to get Wayne to do that, you know what I'm saying, because fuck, I was brainwashed at one time, you know what I'm saying, I would have did anything the nigga said do, I probably wouldn't have went that far, you know what I'm saying, I probably would have been like, you know, what you tripping off or whatever, but, you know, Shorting don't know no better, you know what I'm saying, the whole thing, he don't know no better though, I mean, you know, what could I say? What could I say? I'm trying to give him some credit. At least I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, say he ain't know no better. Fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Can't be no lies a part of it. Yeah, everything between me and him, regardless of how we may deal with everybody else, mm-hmm. I'm 100 with him. Mm-hmm. He 100 with me. That's the only way we gonna make it. From the beginning, it's always been we. It ain't never been.
And watch this, Bun. I'm going to say this too. You niggas out there think this shit is cool, but it ain't cool. Me and this man ain't never been butt naked in no room together with no hoes, pulling no orgy type shit or doing none of that whole ass shit you niggas out there be doing, thinking you doing some fly shit. Nigga, if you're in a room naked with some other niggas and some broad, them niggas looking at your ass. And if that shit is gay, and you need to get on some other shit. Me and this man got nothing but respect for each other. We ain't never pulled no train. We ain't no motherfucking freaks. We some family men. We getting it paper. Know what I'm talking about? And I had to put that out there, Bun, because a lot of niggas doing a lot of fugazi shit out here, man. You know what I'm saying? These niggas, they flip-flopping, they pitching and they catching with these boys, and they doing all this. Old. And if you gay, that's cool, but be gay and come on out and be that. Don't be in front of us and acting like a straight-up G, and then you get over here and you let these boys bust up your back. But, you know, it's going to come to the light.
My new slogan is this. We come out December 4th. We going to own the fourth quarter. You hear me? We gonna own the fourth quarter. And if you don't jump on the bandwagon now, it's a problem. Cause I don't want you jumping on the bandwagon coming we this far. You better hop on now. I'm giving all these magazines, Eric, don't chop this. Everybody a chance to hop on now. Don't come hopping on later. I'm not like winning the Super Bowl and then wanna automatically be a fan of mine. Don't do that. I'm advise you to hop on now.
Why are you doing an album together?
My thing is why not. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. One thing I noticed about you, you're a really incredible dancer.
Oh, thank you.
And I wonder, like, how you...
The best dancer out right now.
Do you take moves from people like Chris Brown?
What? You said, do I take moves?
Yeah. I mean, he's dope.
Why would I take a move from him?
Yo, nobody is touching my man. I got a million on it.
You pay for all the time out, bro.
Come here, Trey.
You pay my bill, bro. Real talk, bro.
Trey,
real. Honestly, my you don't, bro. So don't ask this man. He taking moves from Chris Brown, and don't ask no other disrespectful ass, stupid ass questions. That's real talk. You got a problem when you can highlight me, bro.
Wait, hold on.
That's real. That's real talk. Oh, let's ride, pimp. Yeah, you probably about to go do 106 o'clock. I missed the 106 o'clock, homie. I'm out, bro. Come on. Oh, I ain't even finna let you go out like that, pimp. That's real talk, my.
The nigga doing 25 and anything over one digit was stand up guy. The nigga with 2 years or 3 years was down there fucking them boys in the ass. Nigga, you know who you is, nigga. Know what I'm talking about? Old punk ass nigga. And while I'm talking about it, there's a whole bunch of you whole ass rap niggas that's in the closet, nigga. Yeah, you in the closet, nigga. Know what I'm talking about? You a homosexual. Know what I'm talking about? I ain't got nothing against you. But nigga, don't be trying to poison the pussy population, nigga, with your old sick dick. Know what I'm talking about?
All
get your motherfucking ass up out the way, nigga. How you niggas wearing them old fake ass diamonds? Get your bitch ass out the way, nigga. We watching you, bitch. Look here, nigga. A 300 ain't no Bentley, nigga. And an apartment ain't no highs, nigga. And a Geneva watch ain't no Rolex. Get your mind on your money. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh my God, a dream. There you go. There you go. Oh, man.
We're doing an interview, right?
Yeah.
And he says, man, you know, like, you know, he's a reporter. And he says, I'm your biggest fan. Can you, you know, can I have a hug, please?
Right.
So I go to give this joker a hug. And he, like, tries to lean in to, like, kiss me.
Yeah.
You know? And I was,
now, that's, first of all, how much?
It's just awkward, Dave.
I can see where it would be.
Yeah.
But what kind of a journalist? Oh, here's my thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Dan Rather. I'm going to see if I can't kiss people.
Yeah, you know.
He had a magazine financed by Warner Brothers and the rest of them. He set up sex rings in Hollywood. And the people that he brought in, if y'all tell me if I'm lying, Quincy Jones brought in Fresh Prince. And his first movie was what? 6 Degrees of Separation. Fucking some dude in the ass on a movie. Am I right or wrong? He brought in Queen Latifah.
Is that it all?
Queen Latifah set it off, licking and kissing on women. Are you following me?
Yes.
Kevin Campbell. Mm-hmm. Your little sweet ass up and down Hollywood Boulevard. Thank you. See, y'all making me forget who's the other people that he brought in. He's working with the DeBarge family. And last but not least, when Tupac came to Hollywood, it was the homosexual ritual. This is where the homosexuals came out against me, but I didn't mind. I wasn't talking about homosexuals. I'm saying there's a homosexual ritual that they go through in the Illuminati secret societies. Right, right. And it is. Right. In Skull and Bones, they're made to lay in a coffin and masturbate and tell all their sexual secrets.
That's right.
So when I mentioned that about it marrying itself on to hip-hop, they said, well, can you prove it? Yeah. Go back and go online and read where Tupac said he was asked by Quincy Jones to fuck him in the ass. When Tupac said no, that's when Tupac was marked for death. Why? Because Tupac was engaged to Quincy Jones' daughter. Quincy Jones' daughter was best friend was Aaliyah. Aaliyah was engaged to Dame Dash. Now, if y'all follow these people back, all of them either died or was brought to ruin.
Tupac could be anywhere underground, living as the Illuminati has him under patrol. Like, they have underground dungeons. And these underground dungeons is not as bad as you think. They have a playground. They have fake grass. They all of that stuff. They have shopping mall. I'm telling you what I know. A lot of people who you don't see no more that was once famous are living there right now. They grow old. The point of the matter is when they sell their soul, they don't want to die. Tupac never wanted to die. He sold his soul long ago. Okay? And y'all want to know, did he mess with transgenders? Let's put it this way. The executive producers who pretty much put Tupac in movies had sex with him. So in essence, they gave him fellatio, and then Pac had to pop them. And I know y'all don't want to hear that because that's y'all man, that's Tupac, but he is no better than the rest of them. He messed with gay men the way the rest of them have done. That's not a one person in Hollywood have not followed the trends. You see Wu-Tang, right? You think they all hard? You don't think Method Man been in the bed with Jewish men? Because he have. Now, if to look at that brother, he hardcore, huh? That dude been in so, man, please. With transgenders as well. Kevin Gates, same thing. He's a switch hitter. He'll play hard when he come on 106. Oh, what I want to say, what, the Breakfast Club? He always, man, my wife, you know, she want to play with my booty. And I was like, I ain't down with that. That's dead giveaway. Ain't nobody talking about booty. But see, a man that intertwined with other men, he brings up gay scenarios to make himself don't look gay. But realistically, he is gay. But he figured if he put it out there, he protects his masculinity. But really, he is a switch hitter. Kevin Gates is bisexual. Right? And he worships Satan on a regular. He's just like the rest of them, and he drink blood.
I'm scrolling through my comments, you heard? See how you little pussy ass boys comment talking about some, man, Gates, you eat ass? Yeah, nickel. I'm a gangster, nickel. Real niggas eat booty, man. Real niggas please they bitches, nickel. I don't get that.
All this ass play is priming you for something. All this infatuation with the ass and the asshole and having heterosexual men obsessed with the asshole is to prime you for something else.
And what's that?
To be comfortable with sodomy. To just be comfortable with ass play. And to make you so comfortable that now you can't talk about somebody else who's into ass play. Because they're psychologically making you feel like sodomy, and that's what it is, anal sex, is part of natural sex. So now if they get you constantly fucking a girl in the ass, how could you complain about when a guy does it to another guy? If you're eating a girl's asshole out, how can you complain when this guy's eating that guy's asshole out?
Jay Beans?
J&B.
Oh, Jay and Beans?
Yeah.
Yo, all that's eventual. All I gotta tell y'all is I told y'all in 2002, and y'all ain't believe me.
I told y'all that nigga was a crab. And y'all ain't believe me. You know what I'm saying? How many accounts gotta come up? Dame, Biggs, R. Kelly, Kiss, Beans. I mean, the list go on. That nigga's a crab. It ain't no hate involved, but you know, you gonna see. He's still biting my staff. Jazz O's the best. Secret Society with Jay-Z, man. He's involved with this shit, man. He involved with that play shit.
So, if Young Thug tweets eat a booty day, who does that go to? Boys or girls? Don't do it, Young Thug. Don't do it. Do not tweet eat a booty day. Gimmicks. Everybody's looking for a gimmick. This could be a gimmick. Yo, you need some buzz? Do something out the box. Young Thug cannot be gay. He can just be a gimmick. Nah, that nigga gay. Raleigh voice. Nigga, you gay.
Magazines, TVs are up in your face. 3D, I'm up in your man, girl. She up in this thing early. PDPD, I heard you out there killing them CDs. I'm like, man, on the rally, I'm about to go back to Cali. Cop me a Bentley and cop a half a mill on a villa. Cause the city of brother, I'm a whip off a clip. Take 100 blues, ooh. Slip my wrist, load a clip. Put one in the groove, ooh. Put one in my Madoo, dangle it from the roof, ooh. Back on my Mac, clamp on the bricks, freaking off. Used to be in Maximum with black cells, beating off. Used to cut and keep it up, now I can't keep it soft. God forbid she keep the nut, I better flush it down. PDPD, I heard that you got some hummus. Got one of them for your mother and another for your brother. Brother, and one more to take a whore to the mall. Run about 4-3 on me, trick the G. I'm N-I-C-E without the G-R-E-G. Little linen for the women, just give me my S.
Oh.
We in the motherfucking building, 2015, yeah, nigga. Well, 2015, Rich Gang, man. 2015, Bird loves us, he loves us.
I'm in motherfucking Rich Gang and shit. And you niggas keep trying to test me, y'all keep trying to test me. Keep trying to see if I'm under the five and shit. But anyway, yeah, I was on Media Takeout on Worldstar and shit. And yeah, Birdman fucked me. He fucked me in the ass for the deal. I'm gonna be real. Birdman fucked me for the deal, man. I suck Birdman.
So it's like these niggas will wear dresses and all this type of shit. But now they pulling out guns and all this type of shit. Trying to prove that, yo, I don't give a fuck if I got a dress on. I'm still a hard nigga. I still ain't, don't front on niggas and throwing up gang signs and all that type of shit. It's like, where they do that at? Like, I've known some real gang banging motherfuckers in my life. I'm talking Cali gang banging nigga. You know what I mean? I've never seen a gang banging dude wearing a dress or no shit like that.
You're always talking bad about women. Never anything bad about men.
Women should just chill out on talking too much and going into too many details about the things that they've been through in the past.
Gotcha.
When they just met a man.
Woman, you want to go home to a poodle and a rabbit in your drawer, helping you to go to sleep every night? You replacing a man with a machine, a vibrator? Stop playing, man.
Well, he likes men.
I do got to ask you about the leopard print joint you had on. Now, was that a shirt or was that a dress?
Oh, yeah, that was a dress.
That was a dress?
These niggas is garbage, man. They can't
That's
really rap.
Problem.
They not really in the streets. They not really piecing up new real bars.
Word.
They not really doing the shit they say they
Tell
doing
them.
These raps. The only reason why you probably hearing them on the radio a lot and seeing their video a
got
lot
money.
Is because they got, like, little weird situations with niggas. I don't know if it's like a homosexual situation, some believing in the devil type situation, some going against the grain situation. Niggas be doing any and anything they gotta do to get in position. And these niggas, they might be on the radio a lot, you might see their video a lot, but they don't get no respect. And when they come out in the streets, they be petrified. I don't wanna live that type of lifestyle, and I don't wanna be that type of nigga.
I mean, I'm a conspiracy theorist to a degree. Like, when I connect dots that maybe shouldn't be connected, I don't know. But certain dots, like when I see that they put every black man in the movies in a dress at some point in their career, I'll be connecting that dot. Like, why all these brothers gotta wear a dress? This happened to me. I'm doing a movie with Martin.
Yeah.
The movie's going good. So I walk in a trailer. I'm like, man, this must be the wrong trailer because there's a dress in here. They come in. The writer comes in. I think he's the writer. He's like, Dave, listen, we got this hilarious scene where Martin's sneaking out of jail, so he disguises you as a prostitute. And he put this dress on, and it, huh? Mother, prostitute. Nah, I'm not doing that. I don't feel comfortable with that. That should have been in the discussion. What? You don't feel comfortable with it? I mean, it's a hilarious bit. All the greats have done it. So, well, if all the greats have done it, it's kind of hacky, right? You're right. So why don't we just not do it? Because I don't feel comfortable wearing a dress. Oh, come on, Dave. Listen, we got it all set up. We were supposed to shoot. Every minute you waste costs this much money. You know, the pressure comes in. Huh. He said, I'm not wearing no dress, man. I'm funnier than a dress. Just give me something funny to say. I don't need to wear no dress to be funny. What am I, Milton Berle? Blah, 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 blah. You know, we're going like this. And then finally, he's like, and he leaves. And then, like, the director comes, Dave. It really would be great if you wear the dress. What is wrong? What is this, Brokeback Mountain in here? So, wear the dress. I don't want to wear the dress. I want to wear this dress. You know what I mean? This is, oh, gosh, this guy's so difficult. They leave. Now the producers comes. Come on, David, would be so great. I mean, and then I started thinking about it. All the comics that I've seen, man, you know, strong brothers, why are they putting us in these dresses? But the minute it was clear, I was adamant. I'm not wearing a dress. I'm not wearing the dress. All right, fine. Think of something else. That comes back 10 minutes later. The whole new scene. How did you write the scene so fast?
Chappelle, another great comedian, said that, you know, in the industry, they tried to make him wear a dress. Have you ever ran into that with scripts? And is there something that, you know, you wouldn't do, you know, for...
I definitely have ran into to put on the dress. I mean, you know, you have to have... You have to have boundaries. You have to have limits that you refuse to cross. You know, for me, I know what they are. They've yet to be challenged, so, you know, I don't have to speak on them. I was asked to dribble a basketball on the talk show this morning.
You look said good no to doing that. It,
not that that was a dress, but I was like, no, I'm going to look stupid. You know, at the end of the day, you got to know that you're a brand. Yeah. I'm a brand. You need to protect your brand at all times. When things happen that can possibly affect your brand, your brand can be diminished, and you don't want that to happen. So, you know, protecting my brand is definitely a priority.
And from the looks of it, the new Pope is not Turkson. The new Pope is 9-year-old Oscar nominee Tavenjane Wallace.
Wow, I don't think anyone saw this. There's a recent controversy online. I know you don't spend all your time online, about Kevin Hart wearing a dress in an SNL skit. And Dave Chappelle spoke about that as a comedian. Black actors are always, you know, being asked to wear dresses. Have you ran into that? And what do you think about that whole Illuminati theory that people could put out there about that?
Well, thanks for that softball question. It's two answers. First of all, let's be very, very clear. It is possible that there isn't anything funnier than a guy in a dress. And if that's the case, then it might also be said that there's nothing funnier than a black guy in a dress. At the end of the day, Kevin doesn't have to worry about what people are going to say about him wearing a dress because of the long line of dress-wearing people before him. So now we have Big Mama's House 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
I've never seen Madea in a pantsuit. I think she wears dresses. So now I'm saying, why are we picking on poor little Kevin Hart? Because it was his turn next. Okay. Some of us are against the Illuminati, and we are against the Illuminati at our own detriment. When people are against the Illuminati, then they get punched in the face all the time. The press hates them, and nobody likes them.
But Dave Chappelle was decapitated in front of us. And until we deal with that, until we deal with the fact that a devout Muslim who doesn't eat bacon was accused of being a crackhead, until we establish the fact that they said that he went to Africa to smoke cocaine, when we know they don't have running water and food over there, when they don't have paved roads over there, you saying he flew past Chicago and Miami and L.A. and New York and Detroit, you saying he went past Cleveland and Fort Pierce, Florida, and he went past Okeechobee and Oakland. You
all
say he went to another
there.
Country
yeah,
where they're not
smoke.
Eating.
Right.
You talking about somebody who has a wife and children, five children, and lives on a farm, doesn't live here in Hollywood. You saying you convinced people that person was an insane crackhead and he hasn't been on movies and TV for 8 years? Is that correct? Wow. Okay, then don't tell me about what you want to tell me about. I just watched you decapitate the king in front of me. And then act like he's supposed to catch up and be a regular comedian like everybody else. But no.
He didn't go for that.
That's not how it went. He was out there with us for 20 years. They called him Pilot Boy because he had 19 pilots in Hollywood and everybody passed on him and said his show wasn't worth it.
What do you think of
Then when he made $500 million, they said even though his contract said he should get half of it, they said he made too much for the contract to be valid, so we'll offer you 10% of what you made. You mean he made $500 million and they offered him 50? Yes. And he said, what do you think my fans are going to say when they find out you offered me 10% of what I made you? And they said, your fans will believe that you're a crazy crackhead by the time you get home. And my nigga got on a flight in L.A. and by the time he got to Ohio, it was so. And 8 years later, he hasn't been in a movie and or television. He's just now trying to do his real comeback at Radio City Music Hall. It bees like that sometimes. So now you can be the fake king or you can be the real king.
Then Cat Williams came out and said what he said about Mike. But Cat Williams was correct when he said those mansion parties and y'all don't understand what go on with that shit, man.
Now you have to bring my viewers up to speed on that because the whole Cat... I'm not even hip to that, what was said about that. Now, what did Cat Williams...
Cat Williams said they was letting him in, and the stuff that he was seeing was blowing his mind.
You in the ATL and a nigga doing drugs in the ATL, the nigga at least excuse himself, go to the bathroom or some shit. Niggas in Hollywood just do the drugs right in front of you and act like ain't shit happened. You in the middle of a goddamn meeting. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the movie with you, and then we're going to go back... Did you know that I can see you? Nigga, you right there. It's on your nose, nigga. Motherfuckers be gay in Hollywood. You never fucking expect it. They be having these big ass mansion parties. And the mansion party, the whole mansion is a party. And then it's a separate party in the little rooms. I ain't been famous that goddamn long. I'm excited as a motherfucker to be at the mansion party. You be looking in all the goddamn rooms. And you fuck around and look in the wrong room and shit. Nick, come here. Is that two niggas kissing? Is one of them niggas Professor Obi? He came out the closet. He came out the closet. Oh my God, a rubber. Shut the goddamn door.
And I'm telling y'all right now, if y'all don't want to believe it, watch in the next couple of years. They coming after Cat Williams. They come. Cat Williams tell too much truth. They coming after Cat Williams, man. Seriously. You understand what I'm saying?
And it's crazy. It's crazy how, you know what I'm saying, like they pull it off on you like that. And like with Jay-Z, I have so much respect for Jay. But it's like now as I'm becoming aware and I'm awakening to what's going on. Like I said, me coming out the young culture or whatever, it's sad, man. Like it's really sad. Like how can you deceive so many masses of people when everybody listens to Jay?
He is doing the bidding of his masters.
He's doing a great job, though. That's why they're rewarding him with basketball teams and
exactly.
And that's why Jay, for real, y'all gotta understand, Jay is the most powerful man in hip hop right now. Not Puff Daddy, not 50 Cent, Jay-Z.
Well, he does
the bidding of his masters well. That's what I'm saying.
I beg to differ with that. The most powerful men in hip hop, we don't see.
Oh yeah,
they don't have mics.
Right,
they ain't got to go on stage and clown and you know buck dance. They don't.
Well, you could say he's the most powerful face that they're using. Like he's the ultimate to wear.
Exactly.
I read some of your letters, man, because you know a lot of them hit the internet, man. One of the things you were talking about a lot while you were in prison was a lot of the conspiracy theory stuff, Illuminati stuff. Do you still believe that?
Yeah.
It's real.
Talk to me about, because I remember, can we bring this up real quick? It's just from your letter. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read it. It says, the exact moment in time when I discovered the entire planet was being lied to and was put upon a spell to keep us unaware of it was back in 1996, around the time Biggie got locked up for the tech in his house. Mm-hmm. And then there was something else here that I thought was interesting. You said, Jay-Z knows the truth, but he chose sides with evil in order to be accepted in the corporate. Jay-Z conceals the truth from the black community and promotes the lifestyle of the beast instead.
It's a level of success where it's a door. When you platinum and you getting 50,000 a show, I've been there. There's a door that you could walk in. I'm not sure if it's homo or if it's Illuminati. I just didn't take that though. I went straight.
I'm pretty sure I've done.
You think you've done songs with gay rappers?
Yeah, I think I've done songs with gay rappers.
I'm pretty sure though.
I'm pretty sure that.
You don't have to name names.
I'm pretty sure the football niggas is gay. The basketball niggas is gay. There's millions of gay people in the world. Young girls too. Like we, you know, they just for some reason. Once again, I'm not a fan of that shit either. I'm a fan of y'all. I'm gay. The fuck. Like 2011, you gotta hide that you're gay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, be real. Like, yo, I'm gay. What the fuck? If you gay, you gay. Like, that's your preference. You know, fuck it if the people don't like it.
In a field like hip hop, which is very very
homophobic. It's cool. It's the greatest. It's the greatest gay market in the world.
Do you think that there'll ever be an out of the closet gay
rapper? The hip hop community is most likely owned by gay. To be honest with you.
But do you think they'll be...
They're owned by gay. I happen to think there's a gay mafia in hip-hop. This is the fucking gay mafia, my man.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They are in power. So why wouldn't a guy come out and say, yo, I'm gay, and get that type of love? I mean, Lady Gaga, I don't know if she's gay, but she's running with that gay shit for real. And she is winning.
When you look at gays in the entertainment business...
Yeah, they're around.
They're around.
And
would it really be surprised that there would already be an established gay rapper who's in the closet? Considering how many gay people there are in entertainment.
Oh, no, I think that there are several rappers that are in the closet and gay. And see, those are the type of gay people that I have a problem with. I don't have a problem with gay people. Gay people are, you know, Beyonce should have said, who run the world? Gays. Because they everywhere, man. You know what I'm saying? And rightfully so speaking, man. Do you. It's a free country. Be gay. You can, you know, do that. Game don't have a problem with gay people. Game has a problem with people that are pretending not to be gay, but that are, you know, that are gay. Because the number one issue with that is that you can be fooling somebody and you can give them AIDS.
The Bible says you will gain the whole world, lose your soul. People want to hide behind their public image so much. It's a spiritual warfare going on. We're fighting. We're talking about kids that's been molested. The Bible talks about that, okay? And guess what? I will risk my public image any day to send a message to the whole world that I'm not gay, I'm not crazy, and I'm telling the truth. Jesus gave... You gotta, hold on, wait. Guess what? See, the problem is everybody want to hide behind their name and their self-image. They won't give that up. So... Everybody, Fizz, why would he call me a homo? Why would he say I don't fuck with homos when he took it up his ass first?
No, he can't handle it.
Okay, so Fizz took it up in his ass first from Marcus Houston. We know he can't handle it, so he wants to...
No, he can't handle it.
Okay.
Not the man.
Okay, we know Boog. I know Boog is a G-ass nigga, and I've had my words... And I've had my words with Boog.
Last year you were on Instagram, you said, so I've come home every time I turn on the TV, some gay shit. I try to watch Love and Hip Hop, gay shit. Try to watch Empire, gay shit. Watching our cartoon, doing gay shit. A fucking cartoon. Kids watch TV. What's your take on that these days?
They're trying to make everybody fucking gay. That's what I think. They're putting it on our culture. They're putting it everywhere. Gay stuff is everywhere, you know. And I think they're just trying to do it to make a monetary gain. You know, they're not doing it for the gays. They're not really fans of the gays. They're doing it for monetary gain, man. They trying to make money off these people, man. You know, you got cartoons that are, they have gays on cartoons. Like, these are kids. Let kids make their own decision if they want to go that way. You know, 6- and 7-year-olds, 5-year-olds shouldn't be turned on to gay cartoons. when their mind not even developed yet? You know, what if they like how that cartoon talk? What, now you're forcing them to be gay. You know, every TV show is gays. They're kissing each other. Like, it's out of hand, man. And people, I got backlash from that, from the gays. But, you know, I speak my mind. Like, everywhere you go, they're forcing this gay stuff on. It wasn't like that when I was coming up.
Mm. And we know this. Mm. Bro, you do anything for, like, Wayne was trying to sneak into the gay world. He was trying to stay hood, but trying to grasp that gay fan base.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers are in the billions, bro. Gay people are in the billions. And Macklemore does stuff for gay people. Mm-hmm. Macklemore does stuff for gay people, bro. Mm-hmm. And when they put them votes in, a billion of them rainbow motherfuckers was tallying up. Mm-hmm.
Jack come in prison, like, he don't have no imagination what's going on in prison. He don't understand who's who, what's what. Like, most all young guys come in prison, they will try to find a homosexual first to find out who got the drugs, who to talk to, who not to talk to, you know, which best ways to move on, right? In certain jails, you have a lieutenant standing up there, and when guys come in, everybody's standing up there and they point down, yeah, that young motherfucker's mine, that's mine. First of all, right, if he's a newcomer, right, I want him to suck my ass with jail.
Real niggas eat booty, man. Man, I'd rather be a real nigga that eat booty than a pussy, scary bitch ass.
Yo, T.I., thank God that he's free at last. Jeezy, oh my God. You know, Jeezy, Busta Rhymes. That's it. Rick Ross. Rick Ross.
But I am the father of a 14-year-old child. That's influenced by hip-hop, how I was influenced by hip-hop when I was young. So I wouldn't want him to do the Kanye skirt thing. When these guys do wear the skirts, or their clothes,
ASAP Rocky,
or their clothes that look like female clothes, I think they have to understand the impact they have.
One question,
listen,
though.
When I hit Slay, he ain't gonna be able to even stay in his own town because I got some goons out there that's gonna get him too.
Over the phone, right?
On the phone that like niggas, and they gonna rape that nigga. Bring that nigga over and stick it in that nigga boot.
All right.
Suge Knight was sharpening a screwdriver talking to me about how some of his boys raped some guy one time. So I guess that makes me...
Wait, Suge Knight has booty goons just like Ray J has booty goons?
He does. He would tell me, like, this
that's
guy
crazy.
Basically disrespected him. So he, you know, he was sharpening a screwdriver talking about, like, this is my life.
You sure he didn't scare you out the panties?
No,
he
no,
got
no.
sharpening a screwdriver talking about rape. Might
shout
just give
out Suge
it up.
Knight. We good.
Banks gonna go too, man. I'm telling you, it's only a certain amount of time, man, that you just get niggas in their ass, man. You can't. That's me, man. I seen the rubber coming. I jet it. I'm out. Nigga, I'm not with that homie. Man, you can do it to them niggas, man. So niggas is, you know, they niggas love ass, butt, you know, butt pirates. They do all that, you know. That's they man. I like girls.
First off, you know, I want to make a statement. As far as Jay-Z, I never said he was a homosexual.
He involved with this shit, man. He involved with that play shit.
Would not call me being a heterosexual. I would never insult a man by calling him a homosexual.
He involved with this shit, man. He involved with that play shit.
You know, as far as that's concerned, I never witnessed any homosexual activity because, I mean, come on, first of all, if I did, like, what would I be doing?
And let me say this, y'all might not like this, because a lot of people don't like stuff, but ATL is considered to be the gay capital of the world right now. And y'all got clubs over there with boys standing in the parking lot kissing on the mouth. And you know, if you're gay and you're out of the closet, that's cool, because everybody got their preference. But man, it's time to start cleaning up our own neighborhood, because a dude from Texas shouldn't have to get on in no magazine to make you clean up your neighborhood. So if I really wanted to diss Atlanta, it was a bunch of things I could have said about a bunch of people, and I could have really, really dissed and hurt some feelings. Now, don't you know that?
Yes, sir.
Because yep. I know who the gay rappers is. I know who let them models stick them dildos in them, and I know who did what, where, when, and why.
Wow.
Do you feel like expressing that right now?
Yeah, go ahead. No.
If you feel like saying it, go ahead.
Say this again. I'm proud of all the rappers in the South. I'm proud of everybody selling records in Atlanta. But everybody ain't my friend, and I don't like all y'all records. Now, if you want to diss me and get on with me, down and do it. But in between me and them other dudes is this. You're going to diss me, and I'm going to come see you, Jack. You're going to diss them other dudes, and they're going to play lip rapper with you. So if you want it, man, come on with it. If you want it with me, come on with it. Leave Bun out of it, and we going to see in the end, because you're going to smell my cologne, Issey Miyake, on some Bun number 9, because I do not play.
That's the same cologne I wear.
Tabernacle, sanctuary, because we keep God first in everything we do.
Hey, Pimp.
Yes, sir.
Do you mind expressing any of those rappers you was talking about?
Them sugar sausages?
Oh, man. I want to know.
Them gay rappers you know about?
Nah, man, it's no need to embarrass nobody that ain't done nothing.
Yeah. Respect.
But if you gay, man, and you ashamed of it, you need to stop doing stuff you're ashamed of. Anything done in the dark gonna come to the light. I ain't gotta expose them, because they exposing themselves every day and every night.